Sakala Jagat of all the universe. Kshema Udaya, who increases the auspiciousness. Trayatma, who consists of three Vedas. Adhyapi, until now. Mama, my. Na, not. Mruga Vadhu Nyasaha, this baby deer entrusted to me by its mother. Agachati, has come back. Translation. Alas, when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. The sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principles. The sun god is now setting, yet the poor animal who trusted in me since its mother died has not returned. Please repeat responsively. Alas, when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. Sun god is the Vedas personified, but I am bereft of all Vedic principles. The sun god is setting now, yet the poor animal who trusted in me since his mother died has not returned. Purport by His Divine Grace. In the Brahma Samhita 5.52, the sun is described as the eye of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yakshak churesa savitasa kalagrahanam raja samasta suramurti rasesha teja yasyagnaya brahmati samprata kala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. As the sun arises, one should chant the Vedic mantra beginning with the Gayatri. The sun is the symbolic representation of the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Bharat Maharaj lamented that although the sun was going to set, due to the poor animal's absence, he could not find anything auspicious. Bharat Maharaj considered himself most unfortunate, for due to the animal's absence, there was nothing auspicious for him in the presence of the sun. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkrapatama Khambande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpata Rabhyasya Kripa Sindabhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanda Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description about how Bharat Maharaj, he left everything which he considered material for a spiritual pursuit. in the high up on the Himalayas. We are hearing this every day, so I will not go into detail. So, even though he left his family, he left his relatives, citizen, everything. One may aspire to get wealth, everything he left for the spiritual pursuit in Salagram, Gandaki River, on the banks of Gandaki River. But he was diverted from his spiritual pursuit because of a baby deer, anath, not having any shelter. It is stated earlier how the mother deer, out of fear of a lion, gave prematurely birth to this baby deer and ran away and actually died also. So because this baby deer, it has no shelter, nobody to take care, and especially in the forest, any animal can come and eat. Even domestic animals, like, you know, we can see, even a dog gives birth, you know, to puppies, you know, the dog, mother dog takes care. You can see, you know, the hen is giving birth to small, you know, hens, and, you know, they take care. You know, sometimes the crow may come and try to eat a small hen, you know. The mother will fight with the crow. Somebody has to be taking care, you know, your baby. But this deer has nobody to take care. So, Bharat Maharaj was compassionate towards this deer. A Vaishnava is naturally compassionate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructing Sanatana Goswami, describes about the qualities of a devotee. How do we recognize a devotee? By means of his qualities. Qualities manifested naturally. So out of this, one of the qualities is karuna. Karuna is compassion. A devotee is supposed to be compassionate. You cannot have a devotee without any compassion. He doesn't fit into the definition of devotee. Not only that, something related to compassion, kripalu, another quality of a devotee. Out of 26 qualities, 4 qualities are connected to this actually. 4 qualities are connected. Kripalu is merciful. Mercy. Vadanyaya, magnanimous. We say Namo Mahavadanya. Is Maha, Prabhu is Mahavadanyaya. Magnanimous, most magnanimous. Magnanimity is one quality of a devotee. Sarvopakara. Trying to do something, welfare for others, some benefit for others. Upakar, sarvo, everybody. It doesn't discriminate. Whether a deer or dog or cat, sarvopakara for all living entities. So it looks like he was fitting into the qualities of a devotee. What's wrong? What went wrong actually? Compassion is a quality, and he was only showing compassion to this deer. What went wrong is, he crossed the Lakshman Rekha of compassion. There is a limit also, you know, you can't extend everything to extreme limit. One has to be compassionate, and that compassion has to be very clearly understood and limited. Limited compassion. Especially on the bodily platform of life. So a devotee is supposed to be compassionate for what? There are so many people we see. We see some, you know, poor man, beggar, leper, suffering. So many people. They beggars, they beg. And compassion, oh, I have some money. He doesn't have anything. Chalo, let me give 1 rupee. Let me give 10 rupees, whatever. Dan is manifestation of compassion. But then, one has to clearly understand what is the real compassion. The compassion on the bodily platform, in terms of somebody who is bereft of wealth trying to help, compassion in the form of somebody doesn't have a shelter, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj being compassionate towards the baby deer. That's a compassion. But then, that compassion is very much on the bodily platform. We can see, sometimes, there are spiritualists, quote unquote, being compassionate towards janta. They then start some welfare activities. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishigornita Aiki. They start some welfare activities. Anathalaya, Rugnalaya, different alayas. Other than Devalaya, maybe. There, they serve, actually. They see that this is actually a manifestation of compassion, you know. Somebody is suffering. How can he see somebody suffering? A devotee is supposed to be para dukkha dukki. When he sees somebody is in suffering, he feels that suffering within him. That is devotee. Not para dukkha sukhi. When somebody is, that is mrigari. Somebody is suffering, you take enjoyment. But when Narada Muni met even that para dukkha sukhi, para dukkha means somebody is suffering, he is sukhi. So he made also a paradukkha dukkhi actually. That is coming in touch with a pure devotee of the Lord. He can convert anybody. So Narada Muni was compassionate also. Compassionate towards whom? First of all, he saw all the animals were half killed. First of all, he was compassionate towards the animal. Why? Who is this person killing? Otherwise, how he will know? He was passing through. He was not having any intention to do mrigari anyway. He was passing through. He saw that animals are half killed. He felt compassion for them. What is this? He saw the dukkha. And he became dukkhi. This is too much. Then, what he did? Did he open a veterinary hospital? He's keeping on hurting and he will open a veterinary hospital and keep treating the animals? He didn't do that actually. He will not find that. He found out what is the cause of this suffering. Cause is murgari, isko theek karna hai. Animal to ho gaya, usko kya theek karega? So he then exhibited his compassion for Mrigari. And he delivered him from committing further sin. When a devotee sees somebody is committing sin, he becomes compassionate and tries to convince him to stop committing sins and take to the process of Krishna consciousness. That is compassion. So this compassion is on the spiritual platform. Clear-cut example. Narada Muni saw animals are off-killed, but he didn't engage in treating that animals. By means of one's own karma, one has to undergo different kinds of reactions. You are not going to change that. You don't try to change that. So the so-called social activity of Manava Seva, thinking that it is equivalent to Madhava Seva, is just wasting time. On the bodily platform, not understanding where to put the compassion. You have to be compassionate, not on the shirt. If the shirt is torn, if the person is still spiritually advanced, there is no big deal. But if shirt is very nice, you know, very tip-top, you know, one is dressed up very nicely, and inside is not so nice, so to say, that is the place where one has to show compassion. Not that he is well dressed up, you know, there is no need for compassion. No, actually he needs the most compassion. Because he is engaged in the darkness, activities in the mode of darkness. That bringing the fellow out of the darkness is compassion. So Prabhupada exhibited that compassion, delivering the souls which are rotting in the material world in the form of hippies, and he made them happy. That is compassion. So compassion is actually one of the 26 qualities of a devotee described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. But then we will have to draw a line up to where one can be showing the bodily compassion. Yes, bodily compassion also have to be shown sometimes. Because we are living in the material world, sometimes we may even try to show some bodily compassion. Suppose you are crossing the road and a car is coming and hit a person. It happens in Bombay at least. In the night, somebody hit and you are seeing, and all, it's not night maybe, nobody, everybody is watching, and you are next to that person who was hit by the car, and you just turn that side and walk. They say, hey, you didn't try to help that person? That is body suffering. Soul, there is no suffering. Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna. Loka Vichar. When we are exiting the material world, you'll have to see also around who are there around. You may try to help him. You may even try to help him and catch hold of him and hand over to somebody. Or put him in the hospital and leave it there. Don't worry about it. You don't sit with him, you became like this and what will happen? So line has to be very clearly drawn up to where you can show compassion. You can't, this compassion cannot be extended unlimitedly. So here, Bharata Maharaj, to start with, he was right. He showed some compassion towards an anath deer, baby deer, just born. That also prematurely born, not even natural birth. Natural birth means the baby will be born properly. Premature means it needs more care. We go to the hospital, then you'll find premature baby, they have to keep it in the incubator, It needs extra care. Natural baby, you don't need any care. Normally, it will start depending on the mother. Okay. Premature baby and floating in the water, and the water is washing away. How can he leave? He didn't leave. But he should have left at some point of time. He didn't leave at all. That is where things went wrong. So in this way, Bharat Maharaj, he was so much attached. The compassion actually turned into attachment. Attachment. So much attachment that for him, without that deer, his world was empty, like void. So much so that he even deviated from the sadhana. He's supposed to be doing sadhana every day, What for he went to Himalaya in Gandaki River? It's so cold, Muktinath. So cold, up on the Himalaya, it's not even just the beginning of Himalaya, up, very much. What for? He didn't go there to eat and sleep, That he could have done at home actually, palace, everybody could have served him. He went there for certain purpose, and that purpose was actually deviated. So much so that, when he did not find this deer, he is speaking this verse, that when the sun rises, all auspicious things begin. Like night, all inauspicious thing happens. Mode of ignorance. So the sun is rising means auspiciousness is beginning. Even before sun rises, auspiciousness begins. Brahma Muhurta. We have Mangalarti before sunrise, not after sunrise. Before sunrise only the auspiciousness begins. Unfortunately, they have not begun for me. Lamenting. Bharat Maharaj is telling that sun has risen actually, but it is supposed to bring auspiciousness, for in me there is no auspiciousness. Why? Because my deer is not there. I so much like my deer. I am so much thinking that I should take care of the deer, and this deer is killed by some jackal or a lion or a wolf or a dog. He is so much obsessed with the deer's welfare. So here, it is stated how sun brings auspiciousness. Srila Prabhupada quotes Brahma Samhita stating how Yakshakshuresa Savita Sakalagrahanam Raja Samastamurtir Ashesha Teja. So sun brings all auspiciousness, and the sun is considered like the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Eyes. So, on this, it is actually considered king of all the planets, because in this universe, sun actually lights up. Otherwise, it's a dark place. Actually, this universe is a dark place, because this whole shell, this universe is covered with the shell, and inside we are sitting, there is actually no light. It is the sun who is illuminating this universe. And this illumination is in the middle and upper planetary system. The sun's rays don't reach the lower planetary system. They are completely in the mode of ignorance. Even sun rays don't reach there. Sun's rays don't reach there. So, sun actually, because it brings auspiciousness, those who practice spirituality, they worship the Lord's energy in the form of sun. It's Krishna's energy. Krishna is situated as Surya Narayan. He is situated as Surya Narayan. So when you are worshipping sun, many people may worship sun as the Brahman. That is materialistic people. They also, every Brahmana chants Gayatri, no? Whether one is a Vaishnava, a Smartha, or Mayava, everybody chants Gayatri. So Gayatri is chanted 3 times in a day. Trisandhyam. Sandhi. Sandhi is, junction of 2 phases. Morning, early morning is a junction of night and day. And noon is the junction of forenoon and afternoon. And evening is the junction of day and night. So, Trisandhyam. So, every spiritual practitioner chants Gayatri Mantra, worshipping, sun god. Because he, without sun's effect, there is no survival in this planet. Who can't? So, it is stated how sun god in sun god Lord Vishnu stays in the form of 3 Vedas. The sun god is the Vedas personified. So, it is stated that in Vishnu Purana, Rig, Yajur, Sama, these 3 Vedas reside in sun god. So, the Rig Veda praises the sun god in the morning. Yajur Veda praises the sun god in the noon. And Sama Veda praises the sun god in the evening. So, 3 sandhyas, the sun god is praised by the Vedas. And this power of Vishnu in the form of Veda, and that is exhibited as the blazing sunshine. The sunshine is blazing. Actually, in Bombay you will not find the real blazing of sunshine. For that you will have to go to North India. Hai ki nahi? Mukunda Padma Prabhu, Sultanpur mein achcha sunshine hota hai na? Summer mein? Kitna degrees? 43 degrees, 45 degrees. Here it is only 32, 33. This itself is little bit warm. Little difference of place, you can see how much effect is. Sunshine. What to speak of just travel towards the sun, how much heat, how much blazing. This power is illuminating the entire universe. Not just one planet, entire universe, all the planetary system, all the upper planetary system, sunshine is illuminating. No, otherwise no light. It's only sunshine. This is the power of Vishnu. In the form of 3 Vedas, he is residing there. It's manifested as the blazing fire blazing sunshine, which is illuminating this universe. So, the Vedas are supposed to bring auspiciousness. Why? When the sun rises, auspiciousness comes. Auspiciousness. He brings auspiciousness. One should come to auspiciousness, not in ignorance. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya asatoma sadgamaya. Don't be in darkness, come to light. Tamas. Ignorance is darkness. Night is dark, that is why ignorance. Daytime is light, that is knowledge. So when sun god comes, it brings the auspiciousness of Vedic knowledge. Because one in the morning studies the scriptures. Morning what we do? Spiritual activities. Get up, getting up for Mangalarti. Little difficult sometimes. You have to work out how to get up. Then what? Auspicious thing begins. Mangala Arati. Mangala is auspiciousness. Then what? Chanting. Listening to Bhagavatam. We can see all auspicious things are happening when the sun rises. So, one should be thinking while going to bed. When will I, the morning will come, I'll get up and bring auspiciousness in my life. Not that when will, not temple commander not wake me up. So that I will have sound sleep. Think about bringing auspiciousness means, you'll have to pay the price also, You can't expect free lunch. There is no free lunch anywhere anyway, You have to pay the price. So, sun brings auspiciousness because he is a personification of three Vedas. So, that is why one actually chants the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra glorifies the sun god, the Surya Narayana within sun god. Praying, meditating at him so that he can enthuse us to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Okay, Mayavadi is also praying for something else, but he is also wanting to be enthused to be engaged in his own activity. Everybody is praying because sun god is a personification of three Vedas who brings auspiciousness in our life. It is not only that, even from material point of view, we can see that then the sun, sunshine brings actually a lot of good things. Without sunshine, the life is not even possible. Every plant is manufacturing their food by means of sunshine. If there is no sunshine, what will happen? Nothing, it will die. When there is no sunshine, sometimes in the poles, it snows. Why it snows? Because sunshine is not there. Snowing. It's a cold place. Sunshine is what is making the life possible here. Not only that, if you want D3, you let sit in the sunshine also. Vegetarians, especially devotees are, having, less D3. You may not know it also, later on you will come to know. When you become little older, you will come to know, hey, wait a minute, D3 is less, my knees are paining, my leg is paining. D3 is required for bone strength, stronger bone, calcium deposit. Sunshine is giving that. Not only that, even sunshine, if there is a dirt, when, suppose sometimes you see that, you walk on the road, sometimes the BMC, gadi comes, the kachra, that kachra gadi aata hai na, it stinks actually, If the, the vehicle is there in front of you, it comes inside Hare Krishna land also, by the way. Pick up some kachra. It stinks actually. Garbage stinks. What do they do? Say they are taking in the truck, Okay, what do they do with it actually? What do they do? Kachra to leke ja raha theek hai. What do they do with it? Dump somewhere. They dump somewhere, that is true. They dump it and spread it, When sunshine is falling on that, heat actually evaporates the water content of the garbage. Garbage stinks because of the water content there. If the water is evaporated from the garbage, it won't stink, it will become manure actually. Malum hai? Try karna hai? Talasari form mein try karenge. The sun actually, even the dirtiest of the object, when it evaporates the water content there, and the dirt becomes useful manure also. Sun shine can be. But sun doesn't get contaminated. Exactly like Krishna can actually make a living entity purified without he himself getting contaminated. Sunshine. Sunshine does that. So in this way, sunshine, the sun brings physical auspiciousness and spiritual auspiciousness. Physically you want to be very strong, no, better sit in the sunshine for half an hour a day. You'll get D3, sufficient D3 so that your bones will be strong. And the plants are growing. Plants, life is possible by sunshine. If sunshine is not there, the plants cannot survive. And the moonshine gives the taste in the vegetables. Moon is the sun god, moon god is the lord of vegetation. The taste of the fruits, vegetables, they come from the moonshine. Sunshine, moonshine, this is two eyes of Krishna. Two eyes of Krishna. So in this way, the sun god is supposed to bring auspiciousness in all respects. But Bharat Maharaj is telling, no, I don't have any auspiciousness. Why? Sun has come, but his attention is not on the sun. His attention is on his son-like baby deer. He considered that deer as his deer, no son. He left his sons, went to the forest, now he is attached to his son. So, there is also the description about how sun god is actually Krishna's manifestation. So in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, after seeing the Vishwarupa, he says, Sasishurya Netram, same thing confirm. Sasishurya, Sasi and Surya, Netram, eyes of Lord Krishna. Also, Lord Krishna says, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Sasishurya Yo. The shine of sun and moon, this is me. I am the taste in water, rasoham, the sunshine, moonshine. So even though sunshine and moonshine are bringing in life and auspiciousness, Krishna is bringing that in an indirect form. So, now the sun is going to actually set. The sun is going to set, instead of chanting his Gayatri, Gayatri is chanted at the sunset, glorifying the sun god, praying to sun god, he was only lamenting for the absence of his deer. Actually, to speak of, he was completely deviated from his spiritual practice, simply because he was attached to the deer. So this is actually a very, very important lesson, especially for practicing devotees. Bharat Maharaj, it is not that, actually Bharat Maharaj is a great person. And it is defined, no, his story is given here not to find fault with Bharat Maharaj. That will be foolishness. The arrangement is made by the Supreme Lord to teach some lesson to the devotee. He picks up best of his devotees and makes them to undergo that lesson. To be chosen, this is chosen personality actually. If Lord Krishna has to teach that, nobody can overcome the attraction of opposite sex. He takes Lord Shiva to teach that. Somebody will say, oh, you see, Shiva is running behind Mohini Murthy, no? Kya Shiva? I never ran before anybody. So I must be great. Not really. He will never be great. So Krishna picks up Shiva, who is a dhira. If ordinary fellows run behind, what is the big deal? If somebody who never ran before, if he runs, then it's something to be discussed, you know. If somebody is running behind everybody, what is there to be discussed anyway? So Krishna picks up the best of his devotee, who is a dhira. So much so that who can burn to ashes the madana, who nobody has ever done. If that person runs behind, then there is something to be discussed. Krishna chooses. Like that, Bharat Maharaj is a chosen personality to teach the attachment. Teaches. Even if you are on the highest level of bhava, still if you have not overcome the material attachment, you cannot proceed further. Teaching, lesson. So it is very, very important lesson for practicing devotees, where to draw the line of compassion Kripa, Sarvopakara. We are supposed to be all this, you know. So one has to be very, very careful. The minimum required one should do, not cross the Lakshman Rekha of all these things. So the problem is the Lakshman Rekha being crossed and Bharat Maharaj has to undergo the situation that is actually undergoing and explaining here. We will also discuss a little bit about Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur, whose disappearance day is today. Srivas Thakur is one of the Panchatattva. In Panchatattva we say Srivas Adi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. So Srivas is a wonderful leader devotee. Every devotee of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is his follower. Srivas Adi, starting with Srivas. So Srivas Thakur was much elder to Lord Chaitanya. He was of the age of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, they used to read Srimad Bhagavatam together and keep praying for the descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Gaurachandra. Advaita Acharya actually made the prayer, but both were together discussing various wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So Srivas' wife is Malini Devi. Malini. So because she was elderly, their house was very close to Lord Chaitanya's house, Nimai Pandit. Srivas Angan, now also you can see Mayapur, Yogpeet. From Yogpeet, Srivas Angan is very close. Very close. So Srivas Angan is the house of Srivas Thakur. It was a palatial mansion, very big, with a compound, garden, and very big place. So Malini used to come to Lord Chaitanya's house, and Lord Chaitanya as a baby, she used to take care of the child, help Sachi Mata to take care of Nimai Pandit. So she had motherly affection for Lord Chaitanya. So it is in this place when Lord Chaitanya was performing his pastimes in Navadvip. So Lord Chaitanya, along with a close associate, they used to perform kirtan in the night. Night is supposed to be a time of ignorance. Ignorance. And Lord Chaitanya was not performing in the daytime, but in the night time. The holy names of Krishna are so effulgent that it can illuminate all the darkness. Right? So they were chanting, Lord Chaitanya and his close associate, when they were chanting the pure names of the Lord, it doesn't matter what time. Haridas Thakur was also chanting in the middle of the night. Because he has to chant 192 rounds, you know. If it was 16, he would have finished. But 16 need not be dragged up the middle of the night. That should be taken care. Holy name, Prabhu, there is no difference. I will chant middle of the night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have to place ourselves in the proper position to practice even sadhana properly. So in the middle of the night, Lord Chaitanya, along with his close associates, will close door kirtan. Unqualified people are not admitted. Close door kirtan. So in this closed door kirtan, when it was, you know, people came to know about this kirtan when they are, Chand Kazi was reported to. This Nimai Pandit, along with all these, other people, is contaminating them. They are chanting. This is not supposed to be chanted, Vedic mantra. Loudly they are chanting. This is too much. So Chand Kazi said, stop it. How to stop it? They could not bear the sound of mridanga. Mridanga, tak, 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 mridanga, you know. This is too much, this mridanga sound, you know. So, Chand Kazi sent his, representatives to break the mridanga. Too much, these people are, playing this mridanga. No, we can't tolerate this. So they broke the mridanga in the house of Srivas Thakur. So Srivas Thakur's house is also known as Kol Bhanga Dhanga. Kol Bhanga Dhanga. Coal is mridanga actually, mridanga. Coal ko, now also if you go to, if you are going to Mayapur, somebody may be going to Mayapur, you can see in the altar of Shiva's Angan, there are three altars there. No? On the right hand side altar, you will see one broken mridanga. Anybody notice? Nay? Notice? You can go, immediately you don't have to go. Dhira dhira. Next time. You can see one broken mridanga there on the altar, right hand side altar of Shiva Sangan. Shiva Sangan, don't search everywhere. Shiva Sangan. Kol Bhanga Dhanga. So, Srivas Thakur and Mother Malini, they had parental affection towards Lord Chaitanya, like father and mother. They were elderly. So, Srivas Thakur, one of the nights when Kirtan is performed, his son was actually sick, very sick. And Lord Chaitanya came, all the associates came, the Kirtan started. When the Kirtan started, he came to know that his son died. Same house. And usually, somebody dies, immediately women start crying. Men also may cry, not that much as women. More soft heart. So he told, Srivas Thakur said, don't cry and make inauspiciousness here. Nobody cry. Huh? Nobody cry, wait. So then he joined the Sankirtan. So they were dancing and Lord Chaitanya said, there is something wrong, you know, something, you know, I'm not getting the regular, you know, ecstasy, something is wrong. Then something inauspicious must be there. Then Srivas Thakur admitted, actually my son died. If son is dead and father is telling don't cry also, not even informing, exactly opposite to what Bharat Maharaj did. It's very relevant in today's discussion. Bharat Maharaj, it was not even his son actually. It is some deer he found somewhere. And he became so compassionate, he became so attached. He considered that deer more than his son. Whereas Srivas Thakur, if this death news is going to stop the Harinam Sankirtan, then that let that news be not spread. Wait. First let the Harinam Sankirtan get over, then we'll talk about what we have to do about the dead. This example one has to see. Where to even tolerating the personal pain for the sake of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Not that even the material pain you get so absorbed that you even forget about doing your duty to Krishna. Performing sadhana is our duty to Krishna, service to Krishna. Even you stop the service for the sake of material thing, is of no value. No value. So Srivas Thakur, he informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, my son died. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, hey, why did you die? Srivas is your father, a wonderful devotee. Why you are going from here? Then that son got up. That boy got up. No, I have to go, my dear Lord. I have to follow the destiny. No, my time is over. Is that time okay? I'll be next waiting. You close one chapter in your life, another chapter has to open. Bharat Maharaj is towards the closing of this chapter, lamenting. So in this way, everybody assembled. They were enlightened by the knowledge given by this dead, quote-unquote, boy, got up, and then he went away also. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, you lost your son, don't worry. Myself and Nityananda, we are your two sons. Ek ladka gaya, do ladka gaya aapko, chalo. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they were actually having a lot of affection for Srivas and Malini. Because Srivas and Malini, they were very elderly. So they were acting exactly like two sons, Gaur Nithai. So he said, your son is gone, no problem. We too will act as your son. So in this way, Srivas Thakur, when they were performing this Harinam Kirtan in the house, not everybody was allowed. Once, one Non-believers are not allowed. If you don't believe, you are not allowed. So one person, Brahmana, named Gopal Chapat. Gopal Chapala. He was not allowed. He said that, can I come also? Jainai na entry nahi tumara. You are not qualified. He was very upset, offended. These people are not taking me. I will teach you a lesson. What he did, he brought all the materials, puja samagri, used for Durga Devi. The puja samagri for Vaishnavas are different than for Shaktas. Worship, different ingredients. For Krishna, patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, like that. For Shaktas, they will keep meat, wine, like that, different. So all that, sindur, vagara, he put it in the leaf and kept in front of the house. So, Srivas Thakur opened the house in the morning, thinking that the sun sign let it come and auspiciousness let it come. But he saw inauspicious things in the front of the house. Then he started calling everybody, see, everybody thinking I am a Vaishnava, I am a Shakta, you see. In front of my house there is, material to worship Shakti. Then all the people said, no, this is some nuisance, somebody, a miscreant must have done this. They cleaned the place with cow dung and Ganga jal, chala, clean kar. Third day, from that day, Gopal Chapla was afflicted with leprosy. Immediate reaction. Because of his offense at the lotus feet of Shivas. So, it is stated that if we are doing some act, there is always a result. You can't get away with it. Every act has to face the consequence. Every karma, it has got a result, except doing activity for Krishna. Krishna karma. If you are doing activity for Krishna, that reaction also is there. That is no manifestation of bhakti in you. But every other activity, there has to be some reaction. But sometimes the serious actions are given serious reaction immediately. You can understand in 3 days somebody can get a leprosy. Only 3 days it took. And he was suffering. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the way. And Gopal said, my dear Lord, can you please relieve me? He said, nonsense, I will not relieve you. Go. Mahavadanyaya. He is liberating Jagai, Madai and all the degraded souls. And when he saw Gopal Chapla and he was saying, please relieve me. He said, no. You are the lowest of all the people. How can you offend my dear devotee? I will not do anything for you. Get out from here. He went away. So in this way, Gopal Chapla was suffering. And later, this is during the pastime as a grahastha in Navadev. Then the Lord took sannyas, he went to Puri, and later when he came to Kulinagram, again Gopal, he was more severe now, pain. Leprosy also, the degree of pain increases. No, the fingers, go. Like kurma, withdrawal of fingers, nose going inside, like that. In the beginning it will be less, more and more severe means, wounds, you will find blood oozing, etc. You are suffering like anything. Again he went to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, if you go and apologize to Srivas, and if Srivas actually apologizes you, then I will think about it. Uska pahala dar matana. So, Gopal went. He wanted to be relieved from his pain anyway. So he went to Shivas. Shivas did not say, hey, tumne kya kiya mereko? You have kept all the shakta material. Why I should forgive you? Shivas immediately forgiven him. No problem. This is compassion. Compassion has to be rightly placed. Very, very important. You can't be over-compassionate towards something and no compassion towards something else. Devotee is supposed to be, aharti is supposed to be as soft as a lotus. That is manifestation of compassion. As strong as thunderbolt also sometimes. That is. Lord Chaitanya was like thunderbolt. No, I will not do anything. Because you offended my devotee, how can I forgive you? offenses are committed means you have to go from that person only get forgiveness, not anybody else. Even if you go to God, He doesn't forgive. So when Srivas actually forgiven him, immediately Lord Chaitanya blessed him so that, you know, his leprosy was cured. So in this way, Srivas Thakur performed his wonderful pastime assisting Lord Chaitanya, and Srivas Thakur is none other than Narada Muni in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Gaur Leela is Narada Muni manifestation. So today is the disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. So we pray at his lotus feet so that we can get little bit mercy. Thoda sa bhi theek hai, thoda bhi milega tabhi. Little mercy so that we can have the mood to serve Lord Chaitanya, not to forget the Lord's lotus feet, and not to be deviated by the material compassion for anything, so that we can make our progress in Krishna consciousness to go back home, back to Godhead, without any diversions. We'll stop here. Is there any question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You have nicely described the qualities of a devotee. So compassionate, the devotee has to be compassionate to all living entities. So when mosquitoes or snakes who bite the devotees, what happens about them?
You don't have to be too much compassionate towards a snake, because you try to become compassionate and snake may not reciprocate that quality with you. So it may not understand. Snake is actually a personification of envy. A snake, suppose a dog is sleeping. If you are walking next to the dog, dog will not do anything. But if you step on the dog, immediately dog will try to bite you, no? Normal dog. Pagal dog nahi, normal dog. Pagal dog, even if you don't do anything, it may come and bite you. So no living entity actually, counters when they are not physically disturbed. Generally, general principle. But snake is an entity, even when you don't physically hurt the snake, it will bite you. It is said that, I have not tried, I don't know anybody want to try or not, snake, if you walk next to the snake and if your shadow falls on the snake, and the snake will think that you are trying to hurt him and try to bite you. Even your shadow is not supposed to fall on the snake. One has to be very careful that in walking, don't even go near the snake. Shadow means what? You should not even go near the snake, you know. So in the scripture, there is an exception about snakes and scorpions. These two living entities, they actually bite without being provoked. Without being provoked. You don't have to do anything. If you have a scorpion, I don't know, in cities you may not get a scorpion. In villages, if you have a thatched roof and all, during summer you will find scorpion will fall down from the thatched roof down, not down. Heat, eh, na? You don't have to do anything. It will fall on and it will bite immediately. It will not even wait for you to respond. So, once in Gaudiya Math, there was a snake and Bhaktisiddhanta said, you immediately kill. Everybody said, hey, compassion kidre bhai? Compassion hai? The idea is, snake and scorpion can be killed without any reason because they disturb you so much so that they will terminate your life also. That apart. Mosquito is not that serious entity. Mosquito wants only 2-3 ml of your blood. If you voluntarily give, it's okay. If you don't give, then you protect yourself. You will have a mosquito net or you put some odomas or something else, you put it. So you can protect, but you cannot kill. Because a mosquito bite, actually normally speaking, mosquito usually previously, they used to only take the blood, not give anything. Abhi, they became more compassionate. I am taking something, I should give also something, Uska bhi karuna ho gaya. So when the mosquito is biting, if you get malaria, then there is a problem actually. So, in spite of that, malaria, because this is a different manifestation of our own sinful activity coming back to us. So, in any case, mosquito compassion, we don't have to really kill, but we can repellent. So, all other entities, you should try to repel them by means of something other. How you will do that is, you have to figure it out. But killing is not allowed. But you don't go behind, so if you are very compassionate, hey, mosquito, come and take my blood, you know. Chalo, donate blood camp, blood donation camp. So you can lie down. That much compassion, if you are in, some other mosquito will come and give you malaria, then you'll have to see.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you spoke about renunciation today of King Bharat Maharaj. And in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, the conclusion, the perfection of renunciation, in one of the shlokas, the Lord Krishna says that, one of the shlokas is there, I don't remember the number, Aitite Jnanam Akhyatam Guyat Guyataram Maya, and the last line is, Yate Chasi Tatha Kuru. The Lord is saying to Arjuna, the translation is, that I have told you all this confidential knowledge, but now you do as you wish to do. Why doesn't the Lord say that now the final conclusion is renunciation, you have to renounce everything, rather than you do as you wish to do. So even the Lord, when he came as Lord Gautam Buddha, he renounced everything finally. He is teaching us renunciation. The final conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is renunciation. So can you please explain on this?
You said on one hand, Krishna said, Yatechase tata kuru, as you like, so you do. Because Krishna did not want to take away the free will of Arjuna. Krishna is teaching Bhagavad Gita, then you do what you want to do. Free will. Even Krishna does not force. But Krishna acted as the guru and Arjuna is a disciple, right? A disciple is supposed to understand the mind of the guru and act accordingly. What did Arjuna say? Do you know? You only know what Krishna said. You are a Krishna conscious person. You can be devotee conscious also sometime. What did Arjuna say? Karishya vasanam tava. I know what you want me to do, that I will do now. This is true disciple. A guru is telling, I taught you Bhagavad Gita, whether you chant or not you desire. Then what? What guru wants? Guru wants you don't chant it? He knows guru wants the person to chant. Then he says, my dear guru, I know what you want. A true disciple means, if a guru wants to take oil bath, suppose, a guru wants to take oil bath and he wants, what he'll want? Oil. If he wants to take oil bath, he needs oil, you know. So if the guru is going to utter, my dear disciple, please bring til adai bola na, til ka tel chahiye unko. Jaisa til karke suna, turan til ka tel leke aana chahiye. Ye disciple ka lakshan hai. You don't even have to hear the full word. If you hear the half word, if you come with the, what you are expected to do, this is actually the first class disciple. So Arjuna acted as a first class disciple. Krishna said, Yatechase tata kuru, as you like you do it. Arjuna said, Karishya vasanam tava, I will do what you want. Chalo, kidare mera bo yarot. So that is one. Renunciation, Krishna is telling, renunciation has to be true renunciation. It should not be false renunciation. True renunciation means you don't be attached for yourself, but you do activity for the service of Krishna. So in doing the activity for Krishna, you may be engaged in material elements, but because you are engaged in service of Krishna, those activities are not material activity, still it is spiritual activity. So renunciation in Krishna consciousness means rejecting anything that is for one's own benefit, but accepting everything in the service of Krishna. That is true renunciation. Yukta vairagya. Not Falgu vairagya. Falgu vairagya means, this I don't want, this I will not. Even though it can be used in service of Krishna. Anashaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjataha nirbande krishna sambande yuktam vairagyam uchyate prapanchakataya buddhi arisambandhi vastunaha mumukshugi pratyago vairagyam falgu katyate. If some substance can be used in service of Krishna, one who renounces that is called a Falgu Vairagi. If something can be Nirbande Krishna Sambande, one can see that he is detached from that thing, but he is seeing that how it can be used in service of Krishna, that is Yukta Vairagya. So what is recommended is Yukta Vairagya, so that one can actually advance in Krishna consciousness. How can I complete my class without your question? It's not on.
It is said.
Yes, closer. Close. You speak closer. Keep it closer to you, not to me.
Hare Krishna. It is said that sun god is also called Surya Narayana, and that Narayana is the presiding deity of sun god.
Narayana's energy is actually within the sun. Three Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, they are just residing. And that power is what is coming out. So, when we say moon god, you say Indra, presiding means the person who is actually controlling. Sun god is ruling the sun planet. Sun god, Vivashwan, Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. So that Vivashwan, sun god, is the king of that planet. But that planet itself, that power is coming from the planet, you know, from the surface of sun, energy is coming. That is Krishna's energy. Bhu Mata is there. Bhu Mata is what? The Bhumi Mata is there, you know. So personality behind. So like that, the personality behind the power of sun. Sun is very powerful. So much energy is coming, nothing exhausted. Because of Krishna's presence in the form of his potency.
So that means Vivasvan is the presiding deity of sun.
It depends upon what you mean by presiding deity. Presiding deity means if you are talking about the king who is ruling the place. Yes. If you mean to say that who is actually the person to be worshipped. Sometimes deity means worshipped, you know. Presiding deity. Suppose who is to be worshipped, that is Narayana. The king is Vivashwan of the planet, controller of the planet. But the planet itself is the energy of Krishna. Eyes of Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaurap Premanande.